Today we are celebrating Palm Sunday, and I want to thank all of you for your participation in the dramatic reading, and all of you who had specific parts. It was, I think, moving for all of us to, in a sense, live it out dramatically. We are now entering into the celebration and remembrance of the last week in the earthly life of Jesus, the pre-Easter Jesus, as it's often known. For next Sunday, we celebrate together the post-Easter Jesus, the day of the resurrection, the day in which the church saw Jesus alive after the death, alive in the hearts of true believers, alive in the courage that it gave those who were persecuted. And we are part of that company, but now we get a glimpse of the courage of Jesus in the last week of his life before Easter, before the crucifixion, the death, and then the resurrection. And we note in the midst of that, at least I do, and I think it's important for all of us to have a look at, is the courage, commitment to values, and no matter what energy was thrown at Jesus to break down his own sense of right and wrong, his own value set, that Jesus did not waver. And we see in the midst of it, as the church remembers, there was a great outpouring of, we support you, the great crowds around Jesus. And we symbolize that this morning by meeting on the labyrinth and walking in here, carrying cedar branches and singing Hosanna. And a few days later, the same crowd, as we did in our enactment this morning, shouted, "Crucify, crucify him." How easily we can be moved by crowd violence. How easily people can whip up the crowds. We're seeing it in our own time, where people feel afraid and are moving with a crowd and trying to look at simple solutions for their issues. And their basic values are often overridden by the crowd. People are doing and saying things in the midst of a mob that they would never do individually. Sometimes our basal instincts are taken over by a crowd, and our own sense of our own right and wrong is thrown away because we are a stranger in a crowd. We lose our own personal identity. Some of us may remember with horror seeing the crowds in Vancouver for a hockey game gone wrong and the damage that was done. And these people, I've met a couple of them through the prison system, who just were wiped out in the midst of it. And they feel ashamed today. So how do we work at standing up for our values? For we have values as Christian people. We were taught values by Jesus. And Jesus' values are those of forgiveness, of respect, of love, of reconciliation, and of peace. And no matter what our fears are, we are called to sustain those values. I know myself in my own ministry as a person who goes into the prisons and has done reconciliation work, we have to enunciate the asking of forgiveness of First Nations people who we as Europeans came in and hurt when we came to what they call Turtle Island, which is North America. And we hurt the people who were here. And we now ask for forgiveness. Because as the primate, Fred Hiltz, has reminded us, we are here about wholeness. We are here about reconciliation. It's very easy in our world to override our basic values and to go along with a crowd. But we have to stand up for the values of Jesus Christ. And all of the readings today were standing up for the values articulated by the prophets, articulated by the writers of the New Testament, the epistle writers, in this case today was Paul, and articulated by Jesus himself. So on this Holy Week, as we prepare, and we have lots of opportunity this week to participate in the last week of the early earthly pre-Easter Jesus, I hope that we'll use the week to reflect in ourselves, what do I stand for? And how wide is my standing? Do I stand for the values of Jesus Christ just when it's comfortable, or also when it's uncomfortable? Do I stand for it even when it pinches my own shoes? That's the test. Sometimes it may be a little against our own self-interest, because we live in a world of self-interest. But we are called to a different plane. We are called to the plane of Jesus Christ. Alive, loving, progressive, and willing to not be content with the status quo, but to push the boundaries, to push for inclusion, to push for reconciliation, to push for justice, and to stand up for love. We all want to be loved. We all want to be included. We all want to be respected. That's normal. That's wonderful. But we also, in order to maintain that and to receive it ourselves, have to have those same values and project them out to those who we feel less comfortable being with. And so, the old saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is a principle working today as we think about Holy Week and we think about the last week of Jesus on this earth before his crucifixion. It's a time for thought. It's a time for prayer. It's a time for reconciliation. As we receive the sacrament today, whose implementation we celebrate on Thursday night at 7 o'clock with the foot washing and a labyrinth service and also the stripping of the church. But we remember today in our own dramatic reading of the gospel. And as we receive this, remember that as we strive to be the people alive of reconciliation, of justice and peace and love, that we are not alone. That the Holy Spirit is with us, giving us courage to speak truth to power, to speak reconciliation to horror and vengeance. May God bless us all on our journey this week and always. Amen.